Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on a Friday, 19th of April, 2024. And as always, we're sponsored by our good friends at quantumhypno.co.uk. Do check them out, link below. And I want to talk to you about the whole issue of geoengineering. You know, we've talked about cloud seeding. Let's talk more broadly about geoengineering. But David, don't be silly and don't embarrass yourself. It's a mad conspiracy theory that the government would want to interfere with the weather. It just wouldn't happen in the UK. Well, it happened in Dubai, didn't it? Yeah, David, but that's not the UK. I'm talking about the UK. It wouldn't happen here. Really? Shall we look at some information published by the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy? Shall we have a quick look at this? This is entitled, The UK Government's View on Greenhouse Gas Removal Technologies and Solar Radiation Management. This is an official government position. It's there for you all to see. So they use this term, Greenhouse Gas Removal, GGR, Greenhouse Gas Removal, and Solar Radiation Management, SRM. And it says, these are terms describing a range of technologies used to counteract human-caused climate change by deliberate large-scale intervention in the Earth's natural systems. Have you got that? They are sometimes referred to as geoengineering or climate engineering. GGR technologies actively remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. Examples of this include afforestation, bioenergy with carbon capture and storage, direct air capture, marine fertilization. Those that specifically remove CO2 from the atmosphere are known as carbon dioxide removal technologies. All right, I see. SRM, that's solar radiation management technologies, reflect some of the sun's energies that reaches Earth back into space. Examples would include the brightening of marine clouds and injections of aerosols into the stratosphere. What? Injections of aerosols into the stratosphere. Well, so that is all the stuff we talk about? Yeah. While these would be likely to reduce the Earth's temperature, well, no, they wouldn't. They would not reverse ocean acidification, unlike GGRs, which could reduce ocean acidification, they claim. Our priority is to tackle the root cause of climate change by reducing emissions of greenhouse gases from human activities and adapting to those impacts that are unavoidable. Mitigation of climate change by reducing emissions and protecting natural carbon sinks remains the main focus of our efforts to increase our chances of avoiding dangerous climate change. That's the government talking. It's not me. Everything you've just heard. It's not Greta Thunberg, although you couldn't tell the difference. It's the government. That's the government. Yeah. And then it goes on to say, well, why are these? So that's explaining what these technologies are. It then says, well, why are they needed? Well, in order to deliver on the commitment the UK made by signing the Paris Agreement, the UK has legislated for a net zero emissions target by 2050. Our independent advisors, the Committee on Climate Change, CCC, have made it clear that GGRs and SRMs can contribute towards this. So it's really clear. They're telling you what they're doing. They always tell us what they're doing, by the way. You know, that's why there's no such thing as a conspiracy theory, because everything's out in the open if you want to go and look for it. So this is the department of the government itself outlining that it's actively involved in geoengineering. It's part of the 2050 net zero agenda. It's a legal requirement of the UK because it signed up to the Paris Agreement. And that will involve, injecting aerosols into the stratosphere. It involves removing CO2 from the atmosphere. Now, given that CO2 is the gas of life, that's how Malthusian this is. They're actually removing the gas of life from the atmosphere. They're actively injecting stuff into the stratosphere. And that's why if you look out your window in lots of parts of the world, certainly in Western Europe this year, arguably for longer than that. We've had just this most atrocious weather. It's wet. It's wet a lot. It's clumpy. There's very little sun. None of that. And it's not accidental. You know, this is all very deliberate. And so geoengineering is actually part of the government strategy. So it can't be a conspiracy theory, right? What would be a conspiracy theory would be to pretend that there's no geoengineering, which some people do. So, you know, again, our role here in the independent media is to push truth as best as we can, get this information out to you so that if you get involved in conversations with people and you bring up the issue of cloud seeding or geoengineering, you can point out to the fact that, well, yes, it's actually stated by the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy that this is necessary in order to get to net zero. So they're turning the skies grey. There, you know, you've seen the rain and all of that, the low temperatures, the absence of the sun, which is so vital for our well-being and for our physical and mental health. It's all deliberate. It's all deliberate. It's not a conspiracy theory. So hope that's of help to you folks. Speak soon.